Up until the 18th century, most navigators had been funneled into narrow lanes of regular winds and currents south of the equator. This was a significant barrier to further exploration. The breakthrough came in the 18th century when Britain and France battled for supremacy of the ocean. The decline of the Spanish and the conclusion of the Seven Years' War in Europe renewed British and French interest in the Pacific. The last quarter of the 18th century saw a period of intense activity and rivalry between the two. On June 23, 1766, the British navigator Wallace located Tahiti. The same year, Carteret penetrated further south in mid-ocean than any other circumnavigator before Cook. Hard on their heels came the great French explorer Bougainville. It was he who popularized the Society Islands as a new paradise of free love, influencing Rousseau's theory of the noble savage in the process. The Pacific had become a fertile breeding ground for new ideas.
Then, earlier in the 18th century, it's a huge place for the explosion of European trade into a global mechanism for the global exchange of ideas, commodities, people, plants, insects, diseases, and so on. And then I think the last thing the Pacific does is to give the Europeans an idea of what human community ought to be like. This means that the Pacific has functioned as a sort of utopian place ever since its discovery, by its real discovery by Cook and by Bougainville.